Welcome to the Edmonton Elks. Welcome to the Green and Gold. And what's it been like the last few days, knowing that you're going to be coming to camp here in Edmonton?
It's exciting. Ready to get to work, honestly. I mean, I'm not a real off-season type of guy. I go in the off-season and I play flag as soon as the regular season I start the flag because I know how fast the turnaround is. So this year I'm just taking a new approach. I'm relaxing a little bit. So I can't wait to get there and get to work. I think I'm gonna come sometime next week and check out the facilities and whatnot.
I would imagine Chris Jones was a big draw for you, being that you played under him before in Saskatchewan. And I mean, it didn't take long. I mean, you were released sometime last week. Reports came out not too long after that you were signed by the Elks. So tell me about just what happened between that time period when you were released and then you got on the phone with Chris Jones and made a deal.
Once I was released, I'm like, no other place I want to go, no other person I want to go play for is Chris Jones anyway. So for me, it's just like having a reunion with somebody that actually, he's a guru, so he gonna put you in position to make plays, and he's a hell of a player's coach. So who wouldn't want to play for him?
In Saskatchewan, when you first played for him, what really stuck out about playing for Chris Jones?
Defensive coach. I hate losing, just like him. So we on the same page when it comes to that. And he a great players coach. Like he'll do whatever for his players, even though people don't understand like his philosophy or sometimes why he cut and release people. It's because he needs certain pieces for his puzzle, and he need players with the right attitudes on his team. And if he don't got, gotta go.
Yeah, and your versatility, I think, probably is something that he likes because he sure likes players that are multiple. You've played safety. Of course, last year you were an all-star with the Lions, both Western and CFL, first time in your career. You've played Sam linebacker. You've played the strong side halfback position. That versatility, how key is that in this equation as well?
It's actually dope. I'm just ready to see what he got in store. Like, I mean, knowing his defense already, so it's just knowing where he's gonna put me. Like, I don't know where he's gonna put me at yet, which I don't have a problem playing anywhere, as you can tell. So I'm just excited to get on the drawing board and see what he got in store for us.
Luchez Pierrefort joining us, new Elks defensive back. You unfortunately got caught up in what too many veterans, I think, get caught up in with the team, and that is your release. You were reportedly due a bonus next month. The Lions reportedly, just wanted to get younger and get cheaper and all this stuff. For you, how do you take that, I guess? I mean, does that put more fire in the belly, or do you understand the business side of it, or is the business side ever going to be something that you understand in football?
My business booming, so if you don't want my business, somebody else gonna want it. Like I'd rather go somewhere where I'm valued, not tolerated anyway. So for me, like if you didn't want me, you could have just signed me to a 1 year deal. We could have went our separate ways after the season. Instead, you could have just released me after the season instead of holding me hostage for however long. But it's the business, so I understand. Like they were still figuring it out, and for me, hey, it's the business. I'm used to it. You move on, but they got to see me 3 times this year, so they'll be all right. Because if you're going to tell you're going younger and you still got older DBs on your roster, what'd that tell you? I'm a grown man. I've been doing this. I've been in Canada for it going on 7 years, 8 years, if you count COVID. Tell me the truth. Look me in my eyes like a man. Tell me the truth.
I want to get your perspective, and I know when you're playing for another team, this maybe is a little more difficult, but I would imagine you're someone that watches all the games and what's your impressions of this Edmonton Elks team coming off a tough season in 22, 4-14? You saw them 3 times, and you had 2 lopsided wins against the Elks, and you saw a lot of quarterbacks. But tell me, what's your impression of this team heading into 23?
They was on a roll. To me, they got better as the season ended. Like they found pieces that actually fit their offense. They found pieces that fit their defense. I mean, for me, his plan is actually coming together. Even though they went 4-14, if you can watch the games at the end of the season, you could tell like his plan. They buying in, and as you buy into his system, you start realizing like, oh, he actually know what he's talking about, or he actually know what he's doing. Even if he cut 30 people at the beginning of the season, he still got what he needed out of the ones he brought back or the ones he kept. So for me, I seen them taking the high rise for real. Instead of like everybody, oh, they ain't winning the home games. That's gonna change this year. I promise you that. You can mark my words on it. That's gonna change. You don't got to worry about that.
Elks fans will be happy to hear that. So it's been a long haul here as Luches Pierrefoy joins us here, new Edmonton Elks defensive back who signed on Monday. The attitude I think you bring is what Chris Jones wants as well. There's, I think, two aspects here that I see from you. One is the leadership standpoint, because you can explain to other players that this is what Chris Jones wants. I think one of the best descriptions of Chris Jones came from Ed Gainey last year, where he said, look, he's the type of guy, and you referenced it, if he wants to make 12 changes in a week, he's going to do it, and he will not have any hesitation to do it. You can probably preach that and sell that, but speak about the attitude. I mean, I think Chris Jones wears black for a reason. One, he likes it. Two, I don't think he minds being the villain. And I think I see you, and it's no disrespect to you, Luches, but I think you don't mind playing the villain.
No, I don't. I don't. You see me walking around with a Pennywise dog.
Yes. That's right.
It's football. Like, you want a coach like him because you know the same passion that you got, he has. So if you can get people to buy into that, all he want is dogs. All you got to do is listen to him. All he want is dogs. If you could be a dog for him, then guess what? You'll succeed. You'll be successful. If you're going to be a crybaby or a whiny baby, he got a place for you. And that ain't on the team.
I got to ask you about the Pennywise thing. I'm glad you brought that up because I do remember, I think you came out of the tunnel with the mask. So I want to ask you, what is it about Pennywise that you like?
I mean, when we after COVID, my mom passed, or during the COVID time. So for me, football, and like, I didn't even know if I wanted to play football again coming up. So I always had the clown mask in my locker and says, I used to always wear it around, chase the old lineman. I was like, all right, I'm tired of wearing the mask. And I just, one day I Googled a doll, which I love Stephen King. So I Googled, like, you know how people had a Chucky doll?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up Googling a Pennywise doll, and it ended up so happening that they had a doll and it talks. So it just stuck with me. And for me, everybody's scared of clowns. I'm not, of course not. It's just a theme for real. Like,
you like freaking out your teammates when you wear the mask?
Yeah.
Right on. I noticed in your career, I did some averages here. So you've played 102 games. You have 283 tackles, defensive tackles. So that's an average about close to 3 a game. So if you average that out per season, that's about 48 tackles, let's just say for argument's sake, and my memory as well. For a player of your position, playing safety or DB or Sam linebacker, is that the kind of space that you like? And obviously you're involved in the box, you're involved, you know, you have 41 knockdowns, you're active that way, you got 16 career interceptions. But is that kind of in the realm of where you like to be at? Is, you know, if you're in around that tackle number close to 50 a year, you're kind of doing your job.
For me, I don't even count tackles. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even count tackles. I just go out there and do my job and get people down because, you know, tackling a lost art in football. I'd rather hit you than get scored on or you hit me. Before you try to run me over, I'm going to hit you. And I was always taught, like, even in college, I had Will Muschamp as a coach. If you can't tackle, then you can't play. That's and I hate people out there that can't tackle, like, or don't want to tackle. So, for me, I'm going to get that part through, too. Like, if you don't want to tackle, then it's ain't the game for you.
I think fans will like that response as well, Luches, so that's great. tell me where the offseason home is right now. And like you say, you're going to make your up to Edmonton here shortly. But where is the offseason home for you?
I'm in B.C. right now.
Oh, but okay.
I can forth from B.C. to Florida.
Good stuff. Luches, thanks for your time. Congratulations on becoming a member of the Edmonton Elks. And, yeah, just enjoy the rest of the offseason. Try and do something that will not drive you crazy with the wait until May rolls around when training camp begins. But look forward to seeing you up here in May as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.